So this is the last round, huh?
Well, my brain never hurt so much. Let's see. What was I going to point out from this slide? Well, one thing, are you 100% sure that long hair is the only serving required by the pastor? If not, wouldn't it be safer to always wear a veil when you pray? Well, to me, you want to use the word safe. You want to also use the word authority. You can't be any safer by adding two covers. If the Bible does not talk about two covering, then you're not going to be safer by putting on another. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that a woman's long hair is a cover. Now, I am 100% sure about that. It is a cover. I know that. And you can be 100% sure that long hair is a cover. Now, if you want to be safer, do you want to put on another one? Aren't you sure that long hair is a cover? Well, I am. Verse 15 says, I believe it. I'm 100% sure. I don't have to. Well, I don't have to because I'm not a woman. But if I was a woman, I wouldn't have to because I am sure that I'm covered. I'm sure. And I certainly would not be safer by putting aside the importance of the authority and say, well, I don't really have a good reason to believe that artificial covering is there. But I'm pretty sure I'll be better off if I have two of them. I don't think you can be safer by eliminating the need for a car. I think that's more dangerous. I think there might have been, let's go on to another one. Alright, this is my slide here. One of the slides pointed out, you said the Bible should be good when you go to granddaddy's and doing the last two. One of them don't make sense and the other one does, and the same thing.
Do you know which one that is?
Yeah, that's it. One point that we could make about body be sure and be good while at granddaddy's house is Saturday. I think when you initially put this up, you said body should be good all the time. So of course body should be good all the time. But be sure when you go to granddaddy's house, be sure and be good. Well, is it unreasonable to apply the same logic to the cover? You say, well, why in the world would Bobby's daddy tell him to be good when he goes to granddaddy if these people are too good all the time? Well, it's the same thing. You're supposed to be good all the time, so why would you specify to be good when you go to granddaddy? Does that mean that when you're not a granddaddy, you can be bad? Is that what that means? I don't think so. It's just a lot. It can be done. God can certainly use the same life. He's specifying praying and prophesying as a time to be covered, and you can be covered all the time. And he agrees, you can be covered all the time. You don't have to take it off, although I don't think that's consistent with time and occasion, but it can be done, and that's not unreasonable logic. Karen, be sure and have long hair while outside riding your bike today. No, I don't think that makes sense. Lucy, be sure and have long hair while praying. Well, and that don't seem like that far a stretch. Anyway, but what what does the Bible say? That's what the Bible says. It says hair is covering and it's specified praying and prophesying. If you have long hair all the time, that logic is not unreasonable based on what he's already said. You should be good all the time, but it's specified any good granddaddy tells. That logic is not that unreasonable. And the reason I believe that the Karen statement doesn't make a lot of sense, and the Lucy statement does, is because God said the Lucy statement. And I don't know who said Karen statement. And the reason I believe it is because I have authority for it. And that's why. I don't question why God said do things the way he said it is. I don't question that.
I gain authority for what I believe. And I can't get authority for Darth Discovery. Now let's talk about Darth Discovery. Pat has said over and over, it seems like one his strongest statement for the Darth Discovery is time for impatience. That's what I think he holds too strong. And because of time, it's time for impatience, it has to be removed. Pushed on it, has to remove it. And secondly, he wants to point out the Greek word katapluto and paradigm. He's stated that you can't conclude that just because there are two words, that there are two covers. And I agree with that. You can't prove they have the same meaning and they can be used interchangeably. And if that quote from Septuagint is right, from Genesis 38, then that's hardcore evidence that the two words can be used interchangeably. Now, catacalypso means to cover holy. That's what he said. Paraboline means something thrown around the head. There's something thrown around. Bottle means to throw, and carry means to run. These words do not imply artificial or natural. And just because there's two words does not mean they're two covers. However, if either word meant cloth, then I would think that it would be in paraboline due to it being thrown around the head. Follow means to throw. And you don't throw your hair around your head. And paraboline is the word that's used in verse 15 to say your hair is given to you as a veil to be thrown around. That's what it says. Now, if you want to look at the definitions of the Greek word, paraboline seems to be something more likely to be an artist. So, cataclysm means to cover completely. And he says the hand does not cover completely, and I assume that he also means that some of the smaller artificial covers that are about the size of your hand, and there are many of those that women wear, that if it's just around the top of their head and it doesn't cover down past their ears or something, then he shook his head and said that that's not right. That's not what this passage is talking about. So. Pat's consistent in a lot of things. I think there are a few things that are not that consistent. But certainly by far, Pat is more consistent on what he teaches than everybody else that I've ever talked to that believes in artificial covering. So basically, with the Greek word, one means to cover completely, one means to throw around, and if either one would mean artificially to be paraboline, and that's the word that's used to describe the hair. And nobody disputes that. I think the next one is. Verse 14 and 15 is discussing the same covering as the previous verse. Because the question in 13 asks is proper for a woman to pray uncovered, it's the same issue as before during prayer. The question in 13 cannot be separated from the answer in 14 and 15. Paul has been teaching the same thing that Nathan teaches due to the fact that Paul says even Nathan teaches. They're teaching the same thing in parallel. Paul is teaching that women should have long hair and that if they have any degree of short hair, then it's just as shameful as if she was shorn or shaved. And that brings up another thing as to the possibility that somebody can have shorn hair if their hair goes all the way down to the floor. That's not possible. I don't have time to look up and find the dictionary, but it says to cut the hair off. And whatever shorn means, it means to cut the hair off. It don't mean to trim, to cut just a little bit of it. Yeah, you can shear a fraction of a sheet of metal, but that's not what the definition of fine says, and that does not make sense with this passage, because if a woman has hair all the way down to the floor, that's not an obvious disgrace. And that's the point of verse 6, says if a woman's not going to be covered completely, she might as well cut it all off and do something that's an obvious shame, because she's pretending to have a glorious head of hair, but it's not, and she might as well have an obviously shameful haircut. So short means all the way to the head.
I'm confident of that.